From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Abby Larico. Severe thunderstorms across Missouri can lead to dangerous flash flooding. And when rushing water creates an emergency, it's the fire department's job to respond.
There is no 912 for people to call. It's 911 and it's us.
How first responders are adapting to more frequent severe weather. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. Students in McKinley High School's band performed in protest outside of a community meeting last night, trying to get St. Louis Public Schools leadership to change their tune about school closures. As STLPR's Hiba Ahmed reports, the SLPS High School is on the list of those that could be closed in the coming years.
As students performed, teachers and parents held signs that read Save McKinley High School. District officials watched and thanked the students for their performance, but shied away from talks about closing the school during the meeting.
Save McKinley!
McKinley High School senior Annabelle Rabine performed alongside a dozen of her peers.
I mean, I hope they heard us. You know, they tell us not to talk about certain schools, but I feel like that's not very fair. We should be able to have a say in if our school closes or not.
The district said it plans to add more community meetings to get more feedback. The superintendent will bring a final recommendation to the board next month. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis University's School of Medicine is under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. The probe aims to determine whether the medical school is practicing racial discrimination in admissions. STLPR's Andrea Henderson has details.
St. Louis University School of Medicine is one of five university medical schools under federal investigation. The Education Department plans to review SLU's medical school admissions data to see if it violated the Civil Rights Act of 1964. SLU didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. There have been a number of universities investigated for racial discrimination during the Trump administration's second term, alleging that they have discriminated against white and Asian students in favor of lower-credentialed Black and Hispanic students. It's part of the administration's push to eliminate DEI in higher education. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
The trial is now underway for the man accused of knocking down Ferguson police officer Travis T.J. Brown, causing a traumatic brain injury. As STLPR's Lucretia Wembley reports, this injury occurred during a protest 2 years ago.
Officer Brown sat in a wheelchair next to his family, who occasionally wiped away tears. Defendant Elijah Gant, wearing a light gray-colored suit, looked around the packed courtroom. 2 years ago, Gant and others rallied outside the Ferguson Police Department to remember the 10th anniversary of Michael Brown's killing by Officer Darren Wilson. The protest started peaceful but turned chaotic. Prosecutors on Wednesday said video evidence shows Gant running full speed into Officer Travis Brown later that night, causing him to fall down and hit his head on the pavement. Meanwhile, Gant's attorneys say there's no question that Brown was seriously injured, but they believe the two collided by accident. The trial is expected to continue through July 31st. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Gant is facing several charges, including assault and property damage. St. Louis County's top prosecutor is on the ballot for the August primary, so we're talking about those candidates. And one of the two Democrats seeking the party's nomination for the St. Louis County prosecutor says the office is moving away from reforms that followed the 2014 Ferguson uprising. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more from David Bryant's appearance on Politically Speaking.
Bryant was working as a criminal defense attorney in 2014 when a Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown. The protests that followed led to reforms in policing in Ferguson and a change of leadership in the prosecutor's office. That meant more diversion programs and a decision not to seek the death penalty. But Bryant says incumbent Melissa Price Smith is reversing a lot of that momentum.
All these things I thought were directly opposing all that narrative that was fought for with protests. And, you know, it just seemed like it was going in the opposite direction.
The winner of the Democratic primary will face a Libertarian candidate in November. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Residents in St. Charles and Jefferson counties will vote on circuit judges in the August primary. These counties have partisan elections, so the winners could face an opponent of the other party in November. Republicans in the St. Charles Associate Circuit Court judge race, incumbent Denise Childress is running against Tanya Mum in Division 11. Then Governor Mike Parson appointed Childress to her role in 2024 to fill a vacancy after Dwayne Johnson was elected as circuit judge. Mum has 31 years of experience as a prosecuting attorney. Jefferson County Division 12 Associate Judge Antonio Manasala is running in Division 15. In the race to replace him is State Representative Renee Reuter and Colby Smith-Hines, a former municipal judge. A lot of names we've been throwing at you. For more on them and the other ballot issues on the August primaries, you can go to stlpr.org. And for the judicial guide, stlpr.org/judges. The Catholic bishops of Missouri are urging voters here to consider how opting to eliminate the state income tax would affect the poor. As Libby Howell reports, the bishops say their political involvement is a moral responsibility.
In a statement, the bishops of the Kansas City, St. Louis, Jefferson City, and Springfield Cape Girardeau Diocese says passing Amendment 5 would likely burden social service agencies that serve low-income individuals. Jamie Morris, the executive director of the Missouri Catholic Conference, says he hopes the bishop's statement will help guide the Missouri legislature.
Whichever tax system we utilize, remember the poor first and foremost, and try to balance whatever system we come up with that it not be on the backs of those who are least able to pay for it.
Catholic Charities of Missouri declined comment, but the statement says the church believes, quote, those with greater resources bear a proportionally greater share of the public burden. I'm Libby Howell.
Now a little news just for laughs. Comedians David Cross, Roy Wood Jr., and the Sklar Brothers are among the headliners just announced for the Flyover Comedy Festival happening this fall. The five-day festival runs from November 11th through the 15th. Other performers include Dropout Improv, Dulce Sloan, Casey Rocket, and Yakov Smirnov. The 9th annual festival will be held at venues throughout the St. Louis region, including Del Mar Hall, the Pageant, the Duck Room, the Stiefel Theater, and the Improv Shop. Pre-sale tickets are available at flyovercomedyfest.com. Extreme thunderstorms are happening more frequently in Missouri, and these often lead to flash floods. Jana Rose Schleiss reports on how the increased threat of rising water is changing the work of emergency responders.
Often when a storm rolls into central Missouri, the sky opens up and huge raindrops fall hard and fast. If the ground is already too wet or too dry, the landscape can't absorb the water quick enough, and it pools into streams that rush down the streets. These are the conditions of a flash flood. And Missouri is now seeing more of them.
3-inch daily rainfall events. Usually that's enough to cause some headaches and flooding with those events. And we have seen those increase over the past 30 years.
State climatologist Zach Leeser says Missouri usually gets around 40 inches of rain per year, much of that falling during the spring and summer.
You get a storm that's slow moving, it's got a lot of energy for rainfall, and you can get 3 inches of rain in just a couple hours, and that causes a lot of problems.
Problems for infrastructure, homes, and roads. Flash flooding is also a major threat to human safety. Just a few inches of water can stall a vehicle, and a few more can move a car.
Just torrential rain from this weekend left behind flooding across mid-Missouri.
Lots of areas seeing a lot of flooding, a lot of flood damage, even some washed out roads.
First responders are called to multiple emergencies due to flooding throughout the viewing area.
And when flash floods create emergencies, it falls to the fire department to respond.
Regardless of what that risk is, there is no 912 for people to call. It's 911 and it's us, and we have no option not to be successful.
Columbia Fire Chief Brian Schaefer says when he began his firefighting career more than 30 years ago, having to get in a boat to rescue a person in floodwaters was not a regular part of the job.
We're not going to argue about whether it's a climate change or not. The reality is it is changing.
This year, there has been at least one flash flood warning somewhere in Missouri in all but 1 week since the beginning of April. When the forecast calls for storms, Schaefer and the Columbia Fire Department make sure the swim gear, life jackets, rescue equipment, and boats are ready to go. Staffing levels are adjusted to ensure enough firefighters are available to respond to water rescue calls. And in just the last year, Schaefer says the department has purchased more water rescue equipment, 2 additional boats, and increased department training opportunities.
We're all in, and it's not just a flavor of the day. It's an institutional cultural change towards recognizing this risk.
Columbia firefighters have responded to about 5 water rescues so far this year. Gail Blomenkamp at the neighboring Boone County Fire Protection District says they conduct about 6 or more water rescues annually.
There's 3 things about Missouri that happens every year. 1 is it gets really hot. 2, it gets really cold. And 3, it floods. I mean, that's just the standard for us here in mid-Missouri.
Blomenkamp and Schaefer worry the public's growing familiarity with floodwaters could lead to overconfidence and risky choices.
Being lucky reinforces bad behavior. It really does. And complacency kills people.
Emergency officials urge Missourians to delay traveling during heavy rainstorms, know where flooding may occur on your route, and never drive through moving water. As the risk for flash flooding increases in Missouri, Schaefer says they'll keep adapting to make sure the department and the public are ready when the rains come. I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.